Welcome to today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Plenty of headlines to get to this week, including a Hilton hotel under consideration in downtown Bentonville. According to planning documents the city is considering, South Carolina hotel developers want to build a 17,000-square-foot micro-hotel on South Main Street, and the brand is called Motto by Hilton. That's Hilton's 15th and latest hotel brand, introduced in late 2018. Motto by Hilton opened its first U.S. location in Washington, D.C. late last year, and there are other deals in various stages of development throughout the world, and that includes Bentonville. The development underwent technical review by city planners earlier this week, and the project will go before the city's planning commission at a later date for further consideration. For more on that project, you can read our story at nwabusinessjournal.com. There's more news after the break on today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has used its knowledge and compassion to create healthcare solutions for individuals and businesses. More information at ArkansasBlueCross.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
After seeing record-breaking numbers in 2019, passenger traffic at the Northwest Arkansas National Airport was cut sharply by the COVID-19 pandemic, with many would-be vacationers and business travelers staying home. Between January and November last year, the number of passengers flying out of the airport declined 60%. The December numbers are not yet available. Earlier this week, I spoke with Andrew Branch, the airport's chief business development officer, about what the trends look like heading into 2021 and what it will take to help restore confidence in airline travel.
Now, it's disappointing when 2019 was a record year and January and February of 2020 had all the makings of heading towards another record year. So COVID definitely took the wind out of our sails.
So as you talk about that climb, you do hope to see a return to travel in greater numbers in 2021. I mean, we all do. So what are the airport priorities as it relates to that? How do you restore confidence in travel again to keep those numbers moving in that right direction?
Well, so, you know, there's certain things that are within your control and other things, you know, they're not. Obviously, the things we can do, we are doing, and just trying to communicate those things are, you know, keeping the airport clean, promoting spaces where people can stay properly socially distanced, requiring people to wear masks in the terminal and all those things. The airlines are doing some great things with their planes, with the cleaning of the planes, and then also providing extra space when they can. So we're just trying to be part of that, communicate what we're doing as much as we can. And some of it, though, really will come when there's more confidence. Obviously, probably the slowest to return we're expecting and seeing is business travel. But there is a lot of pent-up demand for leisure travel. People are wanting to get out and go places.
Yeah, I know that.
Some of that traffic.
That business travel is such a big part of the airport here. What about testing? Testing airline passengers is becoming somewhat more common at airports as a way to boost that confidence. You know, on-site testing centers, pre-flight testing, is that taking place at XNA? Are those discussions being had?
They're not. It's really one of those things where something like that has to be almost led from the health department side of things.
Right.
The airlines, I think, may eventually get into some rapid testing. I think we might be a little too small and may not have enough traffic to justify a full operation. I think probably the bigger piece, when we're going to really see it return to somewhat normal, will be as people are getting vaccinated.
Sure. Yeah, I've heard that from, you know, bankers and other industry leaders that really the vaccination is a big part of what you call the, quote, getting back to normal and getting that program up and running and growing throughout the country. So, you know, when the crowds do return, at least to what you were used to pre-COVID, you want to be ready. And a big part of that is a project to build a sky bridge and renovate the terminal entrance, which is one of your big priorities right now. Give us an update on that project, where it's headed this year. I think you're still in the design phase, if I'm not mistaken, but is that something you will start on this year?
The design, I think the design phase is almost completed. I haven't received a recent update on that. I would expect, I believe we're putting out for bid this year. So it's possible that construction could start later in the year. Some of that, our board has very wisely slowed down some of the projects that they were looking at. And there's always exit ramps where you can, you know, pause. I think that one is probably the most likely to begin this year. And a big piece of that, obviously, it's important to try to safely get people from the parking garage and the parking lot through to the TSA checkpoint. But as much as that is, this interior portion of the interior bridge will provide redundancy for the escalators and elevators.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we have one elevator and one set of escalators. And if they go down, then people are climbing stairs. And obviously some of our customers are just not able to do that. So that's really probably the biggest driver on this is, and then also anytime you do construction like that, it's going to be a disruption to passengers. And while traffic is a little slower, we are able to, you know, just it'll disrupt less.
Right.
So I would think that'll happen pretty soon.
Yeah. Anything else on the horizon? I know during typical years pre-COVID, we would get announcements of new cities and new direct flights that would be available. Is that a possibility in 2021, still adding more direct flights, or are we still, you know, on a pause right now for that type of growth?
You know, it's hard to say. We try to stay positive. We're hoping, you know, a lot of the routes we had pre-COVID have been paused, and we hope those will come back. There's always the possibility of new cities, new routes. As airlines are figuring out how they're going to do business, there could be lots of changes. We could see displacement of some routes and replaced with new cities we haven't flown to before. But we're playing defense as much as offense right now. We're just trying to make sure we can keep the planes that are going out as full as possible. And really, it's going to come down to, you know, when people feel comfortable, how traffic returns. I mean, if there aren't enough people flying to support new routes, I would not think those will happen. If we see a big surge of people getting vaccinated and really wanting to get out there and travel, which is the hope, there's no telling. We could have some great success with new routes this year.
That's Andrew Branch, who is the Chief Business Development Officer at Northwest Arkansas National Airport. Always good to catch up with him to discuss the goings-on of the state's second largest airport. As we mentioned at the top of the show, it's been a busy week. We had the General Assembly convening in Little Rock on Monday, and the governor gave his last State of the State address on Tuesday. We will, of course, have daily reporting on the legislative session on our sister website at talkbusiness.net. Also in the news this week, Walmart has partnered with investment firm Ribbit Capital to create a new fintech startup. Walmart will be the majority owner of the startup, which will focus on offering modern, innovative, and affordable financial solutions. And Tyson Foods has agreed to settle a portion of a class action lawsuit alleging some of the nation's major poultry companies conspired to fix broiler prices and rig bids. Tyson did not disclose the amount of the settlement in a court filing, and a company spokesman said the settlement is not an admission of liability. And today's bank has a new president and CEO. David Scruggs has been promoted to succeed Larry Olson, who has retired after a 45-year banking career, the last 10 with today's bank, which, by the way, is the only bank in Arkansas that is chartered in Huntsville. You can find those stories and more online at nwabusinessjournal.com. I'm Paul Gatling, and that is today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, thanks for listening.